407-278-5WDW. Give us a call. This is a really interesting question here from Gerard from Sydney, Australia, who writes, I'll be coming to Walt Disney World soon with our chapter of the NFFC Down Under Disneyana Club. This will be after 4 nights in Tokyo Disney Parks, 5 nights at Hong Kong Disney Parks, and 6 nights at the Paris Parks, and before 7 nights at Disneyland.
Wow.
Cool. We will be doing all 11 Disney Parks, and I'm concerned my feet won't last. Never mind your wallet. I've been to Walt Disney World 3 times in the past, and I end up with blisters on my blisters. Do you have any tips for saving feet on a 5-week worldwide Disney trip?
I mean, yeah, you got new shoes.
What worked? Didn't your sister Linda like almost lose her feet?
She lost toenails. So Gerard, here's what we did. And so the unofficial guide research team, when we're in the parks and we're doing data collection, we are generally walking 20 to 25 miles a day. And what we found works, and this is going to sound crazy, but is duct tape. You know, the gray sort of ubiquitous utility tape that you see everywhere in hardware stores. That works really well. Take a small, like 2-inch squares, and place it on the bottom of your feet, like all along the balls of your feet, and maybe taping up the backs of your heels and anywhere where you think you might start getting a blister. So like for me, it's like my small toes, on each foot, and you duct tape it, and duct tape sticks like heck, and you can easily walk 20 or 25 miles in a day. And not have to change the tape at all. In fact, it's a better version of moleskin, which is how we came across using it, and we've used it religiously for years. That works out really, really, really well. Definitely want to check with your doctor before you do that. Obviously, some people think that duct tape typically isn't hygienic or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, moleskin is a good idea, but I think duct tape is just a better idea because it's more of a preventive measure, whereas moleskin is more of a you do it after you start developing a blister, and then you got to deal with maintaining that. But if you can obviously avoid it, that'd be good. Scoba, do you have any suggestions?
I echo Len's comments, and by the way, I think I gave him a roll of duct tape last year for Christmas.
Exactly. <yeah. laughs> There were a couple other things. Talcum powder works really, really well. Actually, what also we use in addition to instead of talcum powder, we use Vaseline on our feet because the slipperier your feet are, the less rubbing you're gonna get. So typically when I'm going through airport security, they see roll of duct tape, big jar of Vaseline. It's always a party whenever I travel. and then also some really, really good socks like Cool Max socks, which are moisture wicking, or also called smart wool. I like the Cool Max socks. I actually ran in these in the half marathon, and they work out really, really well. Those are the best things. Have some Band-Aids on hand. Have some gauze, stuff like that, the usual.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Our next email is from Kelly from Dallas, Texas. She writes, I love listening to your podcast. They really get me excited for my next Disney trip. I was wondering if you know how the free dining package in the fall of the last 2 years has done. Has it helped the world? This is an interesting question. And Len, your one thing has always said that if free dining brought in a lot of people, if it really was that big of a deal, they would offer free dining all the time.
They'd be throwing food at you on the way in, right. It I'm sure it helps a little bit, but it doesn't drive attendance as much as like marketing campaigns or anything like that.
It's interesting because they keep on. I guess that's is that why then they keep on making it a little more difficult to get free dining? Because the first year they offered it, it was for a wide range of time. It was very easy to. I mean, it was fairly easy to get to. It wasn't even. I think there was a time that it extended. In a non-hurricane season time, but now you've got to book it. Right now, you have to book it well in advance. You have to be at Disney World already.
Right.
Do you think that it's not worth? Is that what Disney is doing? I mean, do you see that as a? Do you see that as a? As a reason, kind of proof that it doesn't work, or that Disney?
No, I think I think it's a nice addition. It probably bumps up their numbers a little bit, but. I don't think it's going to drive it as much as, let's say, a new attraction or a big marketing campaign or your Vermillion Dreams. Typically those things. I haven't checked Disney's recent filings for the most recent quarter, but typically those things are responsible. The big marketing campaigns are responsible for like 5 to maybe 10% increases in park attendance, but. So free dining is less than 5%, let's say. Otherwise, it would be mentioned in their annual report or in their 8K filings. And I don't see it in those things with the SEC.
Yeah.
So it's probably not enough for them to even mention in their rankings.
407-278-5939. Looking for some more calls. This is a good question here from Steve, who's better known as WDW Today Fan Club on our website. Whereas I have three questions for the panel. The first is really more of a request than a question. Could Newell please play Golden Dreams or Wishes so we can hear Scopa cry on the podcast?
Oh, God. Dude, he's so got you pegged.
That's great.
Take a number.
Steve also has a real question. Mike Scopa has an offer that if he sees anyone in the parks with a Walt Disney World Today t-shirt on, he will buy them a Dole Whip or Mickey ice cream bar. Now, I know not to stand outside the American Adventure. He won't see me through the tears.
Oh,
oh, God. Wow. Ouch.
By the way, that claim is null and void for MouseFest because I know that I just can't afford it for MouseFest.
Oh, there goes my plan. Yeah. Steve, though, asked, has he had an opportunity to do this yet? Also, does a Scopa Towers t-shirt qualify?
I'm sure that would count.
Sure it would. Just not at MouseFest.
Have you an opportunity? How many times
So I'm wearing mine to... No?
No, he already... it's blacked out, Len.
Yeah, it's a blackout. That's a blackout period. Yeah, thanks, man. I needed that.
All right.
Scopa, have you... I know you've been... I believe you gave one to Steve Medina. Is that right?
Steve was... I saw Steve in Epcot, World Showcase. We were stopping traffic right outside Mexico, and we talked with Steve and Sylvia, and we never got around to that. We were just having a good time talking. Who else? It was Chris and Sarah. I saw them right outside Crystal Palace, and I was on my way to Crystal Palace to eat, so I didn't get a chance to... get one for them. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Yeah. So can you ballpark it? Oh, but you know, while you're ballparking that, Scopa, we've got a call.
You want me to ballpark? Oh, okay.
How many people you've given? How many people you've served? Billions and billions.
Billions and billions.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name is Byron Hall from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, Byron.
Hey, Byron. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
See you Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, Wednesday night. And, I heard you talking about stopping Steve in Epcot, so I figured out, hey, I better call in now.
Yeah, Byron was there. Awesome. We were stopping traffic, weren't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were walking behind them for several minutes before we even noticed it, or you noticed it.
Before I noticed.
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Byron, why don't you tell the guys the story of how you and I were walking and what happened?
Yeah, Mike and I had met up just kind of random. I'd kind of called him before I went. And we met up for several hours in Epcot back in October. And we're walking around, and Mike's pointing stuff out. And we were just both in the middle of just talking. And next thing I know, Mike goes, "Hey, watch this." And he digs into his bag. And I'm like, "What's going on?" And he pulls out the I guess, Scopa Towers button and says, "Watch this." And realized what was going on. He reaches out and taps the guy on the shoulder, and Steve spins around, and Mike goes, "I thought you might want to have this." And it takes him just a second to realize what's going on, and Mike says, "I'm Mike Scopa." And both of their jaws just drop and hit the floor. And then they were talking how they had gone back to the beginning, and they were listening to all of the WDW Today's, and they were, I believe, getting close to being caught up.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we just talked for, I don't know, 45 minutes? And
it was at least that long, if not longer.
Standing up, talking loud. People are looking at us like we've got four heads, and it's just so... And Steve and Sylvia, they were just so much fun to talk to.
Yeah, I mean, the girls were running around in the little store that we were standing right in front of, the little outside area, trying to sombreros and all that other stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But question, being the first time Mousefester and a self-professed Disney geek, what would be some crucial do or die advice? I mean, you talk about things like don't overdo it, visit other communities, but what are those things that most people don't think of that can either make or break the week?
Wow.
Well, nothing says Mousefest like a Star Tours meet.
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously. Scopo, why don't, you're kind of the resident Mousefest expert over here. Why don't you give him some guidelines, and maybe Len and I can jump in when we got something.
First off, let me start off, Byron, by saying that if you check back, I don't know, were you registered with mousefest.org at all?
Yes, I am.
There was a newsletter that was sent out by Dave Marks about a month ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in that newsletter, there were links to some articles I had written about Mousefest, and I know that at least one of them talked about the rules of Mousefest and how to prepare. And this year, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I wrote an article on Mouse Planet that talks about a training, what kind of training you need to take part in to prepare yourself for Mousefest. But let me say a few things, and that is, number one, the first time person going to Mousefest is probably in a better position to survive Mousefest than the person going for the second, third, or fourth time. And there's a real simple reason for that. Number one, if you had listened to the show earlier, I had talked about how Mousefest is a gathering of Disney fans, but it's mostly a gathering of Disney friends. And so when we go down there and we get to see everybody, it's so tempting to spend time with everyone who you may see in a chat room. You may email from time to time, maybe talk on Skype or talk on the phone. Well, now you get to see them face to face and really enjoy the parks with them. And so you try to do so much, you very easily can overextend yourself. I've often described the Deb Wills as Jerry Lewis on the dystrophy telethon, because when the Mega Mouse meet is done with, Deb kind of fades away. I mean, she really puts her whole heart and soul into this, that when the end of the Mega Meet comes, she's just wiped out. And, she, being the person that she is very cordial, and she greets everyone and tries to remember everyone's name, and it really spends your energy. I think that what you need to do is you need to look at the list of the meets and try to focus on two major meets that you would like to do per day, and make them your showcase meets. And if you have an opportunity, fit some other things in between. One thing that you also should keep in mind is that if there is a gap between, let's say you have a special morning meet and a special afternoon or evening meet, it really would be wise to take a couple of hours off and relax, because it's a real long day, and it takes time to unwind, because there's so many things going on. You feel like you're going at a fast, quick speed. I know that I feel like that when I'm down there during Mousefest. And last year, I can tell you that I averaged about 3 to 4 hours sleep a night, because I just wanted to do so much. And I hope not to do that this year. I hope to average maybe 4.5 hours to 5 Ooh. Hours of sleep a night. Yeah. So it's really hard. I think that one thing that's very hard to do is really to explain Mousefest in terms that really would convey exactly what it's all about. You really need to experience it. And I can tell you, it's probably going to be one of the most surrealistic experiences you've ever had at Walt Disney World.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely prepared for it to be something that I've never experienced, and probably, I'm prepared to not be prepared.
Good.
You shouldn't have any expectations. I mean, you just let it happen, and you will, I mean, water finds its own level, and you'll find your own level for Mousefest. You'll get an idea Thursday and Friday. You get an idea as to how it's going to be. It'll start to slow down after Saturday, but Thursday and Friday are going to be really interesting days. You'll see how things are happening, especially Friday. Friday is going to be a real challenge because it's the first time we've ever split the day into two sub-days. Yeah, two parks. So it's going to be interesting to see if we let that happen next year.
And more and more, back in October when we met, you had mentioned the whole idea about no sleep during Mouthfest. And it's kind of things where you just, okay, that's just a joke. That doesn't really happen. But more and more, I'm coming to the realization that that's probably closer to reality than anything. And being the first timer and having experience, is that a result of just the people and having not actually met them and being there face to face, that those late meetings, you just start talking to people and they just keep going and keep going? Or do you have extra meetings with people that are not part of the published schedule? Or is it
both? What happens is that there is a lot of spontaneity that takes place. There are a lot of things that happen on spur of the moment, and you got to keep one thing in mind, and that is that we all have one thing in common, and that's we're all Disney nerds. So that's a very powerful common denominator. I can tell you, for instance, that when I was at the Diz Meets in July, it was the first time I had met several people there, including Fred Block. Well, Fred and I stood up till almost 1 o'clock one morning just talking about Disney. And that's a fine example of what might happen. You may come across a couple of people who have the same interests besides Disney that you have, and you know, you may end up having dinner with them, you may end up spending time with them, and you just want to talk and talk and talk. And that's what happens. It's very spontaneous, and for a lot of us we have learned that you have to be very careful. You cannot book every single minute of every single hour of every single day at MouseFest. You have to give yourself blocks of time that give you flexibility, basically to unwind, to relax, because when you are at these meets, you just want to do as much as possible and meet as many people as possible and talk to as many people, you know. And one fine example will be the Dole Whip. When you see, you know, you'll see Deb Wills, you'll see the Marxes, you'll see Steve Barrett, you'll see Lou Mangiello, you'll see maybe Jim Hill, although I think Jim comes Friday and then he leaves Saturday. Yeah, I don't think. Jim will stay till Sunday. I think I flew back with him on Sunday last. Did I leave on That's Sunday funny. Or Monday? No, I think I left on Monday. So, you know, we'll see, but it's just you won't realize how quickly you're doing things, or how fast your heart is racing, or how you're running around, Byron. You won't notice until the end of the day or after 2 days. You'll say, "Oh my God, you know, I'm really wearing myself out." Just be thankful that you're not training for a marathon like me. I'm bringing my running stuff down.
Hmm. Hey, you running?
I'm running two or three times while I'm down there.
Oh, well, give me a call. I'm going to run with you in the morning.
You're going to run over to Pop Century? I run about 5:30 in the morning.
I'll drive.
Wow.
So, Byron, when are you getting there?
I'm getting in. I'd land about noon on Wednesday.
Cool. You're going to go to the Dole Whip meet with Scopa on Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. In fact, there's a meeting, I guess, Mike, or how do you describe the meet on Wednesday?
The Trails End Dinner Meet?
Yeah.
It's a Trails End Dinner Meet. It's run by it's basically being hosted by Will Cad, the map guy, as Len would call him, and myself.
The map guy.
And we're doing that. And then Mike Newell and I are planning to go over two Illuminations, as we're telling everybody, if they want to come see us at Illuminations. Byron, are you coming alone, or are you coming with, is it Melanie, your wife?
Yeah, she's coming down on Friday night, and then staying through Sunday afternoon. She's a teacher, so it's harder for her to get time off.
Yeah, rats. Yeah. I mean, not rats that she's a teacher, rats that she can't come down.
I feel his pain.
that's all about it. Yeah.
She's going to do a couple events, like there's a sword meet on Saturday morning. She's going to try to make
that'll be good.
So she'll do a couple of things, but she's going to then go off to the Magic Kingdom and then sit and watch people for the rest of the day.
Right.
Is she going to come to the Mega Mouse meet? You know?
Probably not.
A lot of good stuff being given out at the Mega Mouse meet.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the meet on Wednesday to get things started, and then the Dole Whip one thing, I guess, get started on Thursday. When did I hear you earlier say that you will be there for the Dole Whip?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Is
Be there about... we should probably, I'll probably be sneaking into the park sometime around 2 or 2:30. I thought I had to meet Dave Marks at the TTC to get some credentials, MouseFest organizer credentials, but I think I have people picking them up for me.
Team Scopa.
Team Scopa, yeah. Team Scopa will be picking them up for me.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's only just a few days away.
Oh, it's going to be a whirlwind week.
Well, they're on the cruise now.
Yep, the cruise portion is going on right now.
Yep. I think they sail today, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
And I expect to hear from Deb Wills tomorrow sometime, see how it's going.
Well, guys, I thank you for the time, and I'll let y'all go on to the next caller, hopefully. And I look forward to seeing all of you this week.
Okay, cool. Byron, see you Wednesday, buddy. Take care.
See you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Byron. 407-278-5939. And we are definitely looking forward to seeing a lot of our meeting, a lot of our listeners down there at MouseFest coming up just in a couple of days. I mean, it really is, I think the sense is disbelief is what I'm in right now, you know, that it's actually...
I can't believe it's actually here, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because it's been something that's been like, you know, well, you've been thinking about since last December.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's just been like, well, it's MouseFest, that's down the road, it's months away, and
exactly.
It's hard to get a grasp on. 407-278-5939. Another email from, this one's from Angela from Connecticut, writes, as a longtime visitor to the Magic Kingdom, I really should know this, but on the episode with the Disney Widows, which was absolutely fabulous, Carol Scoba mentioned that Mike won't leave until the kiss goodnight at the Magic Kingdom. What is that?
Okay, kiss goodnight, it's very, you know, it's amazing as to how many people have never really seen Kiss Goodnight. Now, you three guys, have any of you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Len?
I may have seen it, but I don't remember it.
Mike?
No, I've heard it, but I've never actually seen it.
You've heard it.
He's got a recording of it on Mouse World.
He's got a recording of it, but he's never seen it. All right. You're in the Magic Kingdom, and you're watching Wishes. Wishes goes through, and you've got the final song, and then you're listening to Linda Ronstadt and whomever, and they're singing Wishes and all that stuff, and everybody's just piling out. Approximately 30 to 35 minutes after the end of Wishes, Kiss Goodnight takes place. And what happens is that the castle comes alive. There are all these lights that are shown on the castle. The PA system is built up to almost full volume, and you hear When You Wish Upon a Star. It's being played off of the Eric Kunzel Disney CD in Cincinnati Orchestra. And a voice comes over the PA system. I've heard a man's voice, I've heard a child's voice, I've heard a woman's voice, three different kinds, and they will just talk about, you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming, spending time with us. We hope you enjoyed your stay here at the Magic Kingdom. Walt Disney.
I have heard it, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
In fact, so best memory ever, actually. I'm walking out of the park with Anna one night and with Dawn, and I'm actually carrying Hannah as they're playing the music. And it was classic. So Hannah's asleep on my shoulder, walking out with Dawn. It was like Hannah's first or second trip to the park. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see,
and like you could be down on Main Street, and all of a sudden, I mean, and all of a sudden it just blasts. And
you have
no choice but to turn around and see what's going on.
We were almost at the we were almost by the Emporium when it happened. Actually, so
yeah.
I do remember. Yeah, it is fantastic.
And you would remember the special effect at the end where Bruce Metcalf, director of show at Magic Kingdom, calls the little projectors at the moat, at the base of the moat. He calls them the R2-D2s. They project an image on the castle where it looks as though there's a veil that's being dropped on the castle. And then you hear Tinkerbell, and then the castle kind of fades. Really, really cool. It's a cool effect. And what's really interesting is that some of the cast members who work at the Magic Kingdom don't even know about it. I talked with one who had been working there for 10 years, and she said she's never seen it, never even heard of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Another email here is from someone who did not give their name, but it says, I was thinking about booking reservations at the Maya Grill, but I really haven't heard much about it. I'll be with my family, including my 5- and 7-year-old daughters. Could you give me your thoughts on this restaurant? Len, you really like this restaurant, don't you? No, you like the resort.
I like the resort.
Yeah.
I like Coronado Springs.
Yeah, I don't like the restaurant. Yeah,
okay. The restaurant itself is neither here nor there. I think in the unofficial guide, it's not rated very highly. This is it's operated by the same folks who operate the Mexico Pavilion at Epcot. So it's in the unofficial guide, it gets 1 star, actually. 1 star overall, 1 star for quality, 1 star for value. I'll just read the summary and comments real quick. The food is ordinary, the setting too. Overall, the quality doesn't come close to matching the prices, so you're better off eating somewhere else.
Yeah. Yep. But you do, this, of course, this is located at Coronado Springs, which Glenn does like, but does
I
not
do like
the...
Coronado Springs. I like the Pepper Market at Coronado Springs. I just don't like the Maya Grill.
Right.
Well, I can't say I've ever had a bad meal. It's just it's expensive, probably more so than even the average Disney meal. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
totally.
It does. Yep.
407-278-5939. As we're starting to wind down here, about 10-15 minutes left. So plenty of time for some questions. And let me dig up a decent email here. Here's a question for Len. It's from William. Right. Hey, guys. William from D.C. Great podcast. Cannot wait for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show. Question for Len. Is there a touring plan for the families of those who are running the marathon? Hopefully they will be able to see it. Hopefully they will be able to time it so that they can see certain mile markers, but it would be neat to see what you can come up with due to the issues with traveling through multiple parks.
It's interesting. No, I haven't really thought of it. So you would... Oh, she definitely dropped me a line on this. Maybe this would be something fun to do.
Be a challenge, wouldn't it?
It would be. It sounds interesting.
407-278-5939. Next email is from Stephanie, who writes, "Hi guys, love your show. I'll be staying at the Wilderness Lodge soon, and I was wondering if you knew about the boat activities for this resort. Are they the same as the other resorts? My friend mentioned that they might have the two-person's boats that you could take out on the lake, and I was wondering if you could could you do this at night and watch the fireworks?"
I think they stop renting at dusk, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want slamming into each other. There's no headlights or anything like that.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be cool?
It would be very cool. We do have a caller, though. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Ned from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Ned, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Outstanding.
Good to hear that. Two quick questions. Sure. The first one is, we're going to the Candlelight Processional when we're down there next week, and awesome. We had to get, I guess, one of the lunch reservations for the 5 o'clock show. And the question is, I heard you guys mention in the past you could ask for something off the dinner menu at lunch. Any idea if that would still work?
Oh, this is like for the Scopa special, for example.
Well, exactly. I saw they had a New York strip, a 10-ounce at lunch, as opposed to like, just a bigger one at dinner.
So Ned, is your question, can you ask for one or the other?
Well, I was asking, can you ask for any of the dinner items at lunch?
It wouldn't hurt. I've done that. I've done that at Le Cellier. I was at lunch and I asked for the 20-ounce New York strip, and I got it. It's not going to hurt to ask. They will do whatever they can to please their guests. So, plus the fact it means you're going to be spending more money. I mean, you'd be spending more money for a dinner entree than lunch. So I'm sure they'll welcome any questions you have, and whatever if they can, they'll deliver whatever you want.
Well, I'm on the dining plan, so I'm hoping to take advantage of that.
It doesn't matter, lunch or dinner. It's if you're on the dining plan and it's pot, and you shouldn't have any problem.
I'll give it a shot. The other question I had real quick was, I've listened to the opening tagline for about 6 months now, old shows and new shows. Who does that?
Oh, that's a guy named Adam Raymer who did the intros for us a long time ago when we were doing. He's a guy who does podcast intros. He's no offense to Adam, he's a nobody. I mean, he's no one special. He's just a guy who does podcast services. He has a website actually. Which is, I believe, madtownaces.com. I could be wrong about that. I'll check that, put in the show notes. But Adam does the intro for us. He did it
many years ago. We're going down on Wednesday. I'm hoping to make the Scopa meet on Thursday.
Wow, that'd be great.
Oh, cool. It'll be fun.
Definitely say hi to us.
Okay, I will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ned.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Still a good 10 minutes left in here, so we can still sneak in lots of calls, so definitely keep them coming in. Yeah, I mean, it'll be very interesting to meet a lot of these, a lot of our listeners, especially at the Dole Whip meet, and more importantly, I think at the Mega Mouse meet. I'm expecting to see, a steady stream of them, which would be really, it'd be a lot of fun, I think. Len, is Bob? Did Bob decide if he's coming down?
Still doesn't know. I'm assuming no, but you never know.
Okay. He might just show up one day.
He actually may call up and say, "Can I sleep on your couch for the night?"
We have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Sean from Massachusetts.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Sorry I haven't catch any of your show tonight. I just jumped on, but I wanted to know what you thought were some best options for a family of five.
In terms of
resort?
In terms of rooming. I'm having a hard time finding inexpensive rooming for a family of five.
Family of five. What day are you checking in? Because I'm working on a new hotel search feature for the unofficial guide. What day are you checking in?
I was actually looking sometime in January on a Saturday, maybe.
Any particular Saturday in January?
I haven't got anything. I was trying to play with different weeks just to see what I could find. But
For how many nights?
For five nights.
Five nights. All right, hold on one second. And do you care on-site versus off-site?
I would prefer to stay in the bubble, yeah.
In the bubble, huh?
In the bubble.
All right, it's running right now.
What are your ages of your children? I assume there are children involved?
Yeah, they run from age 8 to 13.
Okay, so tweens. Right.
So, Sean, let's see. You've got the for five, huh? You could get hotels.com has rooms at the Masters Inn in Kissimmee and also the Days Inn Eastgate for around $35 a night.
Oh wow! That,
could get
that's
two
really
rooms
cheap.
There.
Yeah, you get two rooms and for nothing.
So that's
Hey,
yeah, hold on one second.
Do you have the would you have access to the All Star Suites?
Yeah, generally the Disney resorts aren't that great. For Disney resorts, Sean, definitely want to contact someone like Stu Pizzaturo at Small World Vacations. Generally, so what the unofficial guide does every night is searches for 250 hotels in the Orlando area from like two dozen different websites for up to 300 nights in advance. And we end up collecting all of these rates. So online right now, we've got about 39 million hotel quotes in this database. So one of the things that we can do with this is every day we'll tell you what website has the best deal for any given class of hotel or any hotel. And this will be online this week, by the way, in case you want to take a look at it. I'll have it online. But the other cool thing it'll do is it'll tell you what the probability is of your rate going up or down if you wait a week. So one thing you always see on Expedia like is, here's a quote for $100 for this hotel. Well, is $100 good or bad? You don't know, right? So we've got this database of historical information, so we'll be able to tell you, not only is $100 a good deal, but it's, the best deal that anyone's got in the last 6 months at this resort. Or we could tell you, hey, why don't you wait another 2 weeks because based on what we know, the hotel usually drops their rates 2 weeks from now. For your particular, for these Masters Inns at hotels.com, there's a 90% chance the rate's going to stay the same for the next week. There's about a 5% chance the rate will go down. There's about a 5% chance the rate will go up.
Well, that's great. I'll have to check that out. I appreciate the information.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, it'll be online later on this week. One of the things you can do, too, is I checked out for the week of the 13th for you. You can also check it out, if you want to stay at a certain type of quality resort. Like, if you wanted to stay like a three-star resort, we could do that for you too. Like a four-star resort. Let me.
I'll definitely give Stu a call and go from there.
Yeah, definitely give it a shot.
Yeah, any good Disney travel agent would probably be a good place to start with.
Oh, also try Expedia. They've got. They've got deals in December for like two-bedroom villas 5 miles from Disney for less than $100 a night. Give that a shot, too.
Oh, I didn't see those. I was on Expedia, actually.
Yeah, look, keep scrolling down. It's not one of the Expedia special deals. It's towards the bottom of the page. But look at look for two-bedroom villas.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck. And look for this thing online later on this week.
Great. Listen to your show every 3 days. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. I think we got time for one more call before Newell's router fries. And he packs it all up for MouseFest. So give us a call.
Yeah, the Westgate Lakes is looking really good for January. $80 a night. That's a 4.5-star hotel, according to the guy.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that resort. It's part of my family. We have a timeshare in the area, and Westgate is one of the Westlake. What, Westlakes or Westgate?
Westgate. It's called Westgate.
Westgate, yeah.
Yeah, it's
also
one of
the Marriott Vista Grand Villas are at $126 a night.
407-278-5939. You can be our last caller of the night, or we will have Len rattle off
more
lottery numbers.
Yeah,
right. Or that.
Seven. You guys ever listen to shortwave radio where you tune in the station and it's a woman's voice going 7, 16, 22?
No, I get some late football scores. No.
Yeah, I'm
23-17.
Sure, I'm sure it's the CIA doing something.
10-3.
Yeah, I just can't believe you're on the shortwave radio in 2006.
I know, really.
That's something Scopa might do, you know, but I mean, that's kind of new for him still.
What's man trying to keep us down?
What's this radio?
We use drums.
Yeah, keep it down. Lone Ranger is on.
El Silva.
Trying to listen to Little Orphan Annie. 407-278.
The shadow knows. Go ahead.
407-278-5939. Assuming we do, if we can't get a call, we will. Otherwise, there will
it's
be. Don't, do not. Yeah, don't worry about if just being down there where you have not slacked off on our duties. There will still be a show that's being posted on Wednesday. Friday will be, well, there'll be something. You'll have to check the website, the Walt Disney World Today website for the shows. I'm not sure they'll be on iTunes until we get back, but they will be available, so if you need to listen, they are there. Gentlemen, I look forward to seeing you all in a couple days.
I'll see you Thursday.
We'll see you Thursday. I guess I'll see Mr. Newell on Wednesday night.
I'll see you Wednesday night.
Newell, before we go, how much equipment are you bringing down in your, like, I mean, you must have, like, your clothing, and then just, like, you know, exactly. You have to, like, FedEx cargo follow you down there.
I'm bringing one shirt and
no underwear, but, you know.
And 15 microphones, but that's about it.
Awesome. All right. Sounds great.
Hey, do we need to bring our headphones or anything?
Yeah, if you want, I'm going to bring a few, so you should cover it.
All right.
And Scopa's going to have his wireless gear.
All right.
His wireless gear and his headgear for his braces. but we do have one last call. You snuck in. Who are you?
Richard from Texas.
Hey, Richard. What can we do for you tonight?
First off, I'd like to wish you a good trip down there at MouseFest.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Len on his Steelers finally getting a victory.
I know, really. Can you believe it? I barely know how to feel.
I was surprised.
Almost had a shutout. Jeez.
Surprised he could make the show.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very emotional over it.
One question for you for the marathon.
Yep.
Is that something that usually is hard to get into in terms of being able to sign up for?
I don't think they've. I think registration ended in November this year, but generally, it's you want to sign up before August.
Well, it's going to take me that long to train for the next one anyway.
Now, you know, there's a guy online, Matt, you're going to have to put this in the show notes, Hal Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into Google, Richard, and you type in Hal Higdon marathon training, he's got online training guides that you can follow that tells you, you know, 18 weeks out, here's how many miles you need to run per day if you're a beginner.
It's the Len Testa of marathons.
Exactly, it's like a touring plan for doing marathons, and it's the training guide I used for the half marathon, both years. Definitely give that a shot. It's the simplest, easiest way to guide. The one thing I would say on it is, if you miss a couple of days training here or there, don't worry about it. Just get your long runs in at the end of the week. I didn't stress it very much, and I missed maybe like a handful of days.
I'll look it up. I can definitely use all the help I can get.
Yeah, definitely get a good pair of running shoes. Don't be afraid to run on the treadmill if your legs are feeling tired, and get some road work in as well.
All right, well.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in with your question.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
And that will wrap it up for live show number 9. Mr. Newell, can I make a request for music after the show?
Yes.
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 Make a request, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
You get it, yeah. I'm feeling like International Gateway music tonight.
Oh, let's get that out of the way.
And while Mr. Newell is getting that, I'd like to thank Len. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
And Mike Scopa. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. It'd be a pleasure.
And Mr. Newell, of course, does all the heavy lifting over there.
Yes.
You know, if only we should have a separate feed of the live show, just hearing Newell cursing.
Oh my God!
When we try to launch the live shows,
you would have no idea what goes on.
Well, Mr. Newell, that is it. Let's shut down the system, and it's time to go back to our lovely tube-topped partners.
Wow. I'm not getting involved in that.
Dude, I can't be responsible for what she does.
But I'm glad I'm going to be there.
Yeah, really. This might have to be a video shoot.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the most downloaded on YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube.
Well, that's it for us today. If you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes or send us comments, be sure to visit the Walt Disney World Today website at www.today.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Peace.
Peace.
Stay tuned for music.
Something.
A lot of it.
International Gateway music.
Yeah, International Gateway music.
I can't find what you wanted, so I'm just going to play this.
This is Mouse World Radio.